And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show, mate, I'll tell you, right, there's a song on this week's show, right, that I reckon is one of the best songs we've played in a very long time, and it's not by a band I would necessarily be expecting to say that about. I'll tell you more about it in the meantime. I only discovered them the other week. They've been going for quite a long time, but this is another track from the latest EP from the Phenomenauts. This is Fly Through the Sky. To Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
MySpace returns this week. The competition.
Really?
Yeah, although it's hardly worth it. You've got this one in the bag, mate, I'm sure. That was Fly Through the Sky by The Phenomenauts. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Phenomenauts.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, on the internet. Now, there was never going to be any doubt there. Absolutely great band, and had a well, I think you'll be reading out about them shortly. In fact, I'm not absolutely sure, but I know that I did notice something from Bill from New York, so I imagine I'll be hearing from that in a bit. I have some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
First up, in the shape of a word of the week par excellence.
Ooh.
Which was so involved I've actually shortened it.
Blimey.
Yeah.
This comes from Joey, who I have a feeling might be featuring this week as well. Hello, mate. I know him, actually. This is going out. And nominating for your word of the week. Me and my mate Rick were once musing on the term going for a slash and how it's evolved into going for a Guns N' Roses. you know, like Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Through some weird degree of separation. It's not weird, it's Slash from Guns N' Roses. It's not weird at all. We decided to make Guns N' Roses going for a Moses by rhyming saying Guns N' Roses, Moses, yeah? Quickly evolved into going to part the sea. You know, Moses allegedly parted the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Although we are pretty sure Moses didn't part the sea with a strong stream of piss, it is now a common euphemism for going for Slash, own brackets, for Guns N' Roses, / Moses. Now, I'm not going as far as parting the sea, because I think parting the sea comes back to a water-based product like piss.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So if it's all right with you and with Joey, I think the term for having to use the urinals, I like, quite simply, going for a Moses. I think that's good, because that fits in with another one we had the other week for a term for a man's penis, which was a meat Moses. Do you remember that?
Meat Moses?
The meat Moses, yeah.
Oh, I just forgot that one.
Well, I think we changed it. We changed the meaty Moses, but it was about when some girl in Chicago with red hair walked in and some guy shouted out, "Hey, Ginger, would you like me to part the waters of your Red Sea with my meat Moses?"
Oh, yeah.
So I think going for a Moses would fit quite nicely.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Joey. If you have an idea for Word of the Week, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Word of the Week. Now, Jim Canamella has also been in touch with us from Springfield, Illinois, and with a poetry corner. So we've got a little poetry corner as well here. If you have an idea for a poem, and it can be any poem at all, as you will discover, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Poetry Corner. Jim himself has said, "This is a feeble attempt, however, an attempt nonetheless." Now, Punky listeners, this is the best you could come up with this week. I'm trying not to laugh as I expect. Here goes. There was a man who normally was limp. They say he was somewhat of a pimp. But when he got hard, he measured a yard. All the ladies he serviced have a gimp.
Right.
Yes. That's quite possibly the worst limerick I've ever heard in my life. But thank you anyway, Jim. If you think you can do better than that, and surely you can, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Now, I've got a right treat for you now, mate. There's something I look forward to every once in a while, and it's a new release by Limousine. You know how much I like this band. This is trashy, dirty, garagey, crampsy rock and roll. And they've got a new single out, mate. Well, it's not out yet. I've got a little bit of paper. It's not actually out until the 9th of May. So we've got this early. It's just two tracks on it. Do check out Limousine. How do you do that, Tony? How do you check them out on MySpace?
Go to myspace.com/Limousine.
It is indeed. It's Tony T, Paulie B, the internet, nil. Limousine being spelled L-I-M-O-Z-I-N-E. Now, there's two tracks on here. I'm tempted to play both. I'm not going to play the B-side this week, or track two, if you like. Track two is called Drink Yourself Out of It, and is very, very similar to a song by Ronnie Cook and the Gay Lads that was later covered by the Cramps called Goo Goo Muck. But anyway, we're not playing that this week. We're playing the A-side or track one or the single. This is great. Enjoy this. This is Deep Fried Love. We'll be right back. was Limousine, Tony.
Cool.
Absolutely brilliant. I love it. I've got to see them live at some point. I simply have to, even if I have to put them on in my flat. I'm going to get around and watch them at some point. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks, Dean. Such a great job on the beds this week, my friend.
That's okay.
Now, I think I can say this with some confidence, Tony. Have you got some Podcast Alley comments?
I do.
Come on.
It's been a good week. Thank you for all your comments. It's a new month of March, so the first week we've actually had some comments. Thank you for all of you doing that. If you haven't voted for us so far, please do vote for us. Easiest way to do that is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is important. Please vote for us link. Hit that. It will ask you for your email address, a subject and a name. Tap those in. Hit enter and you'll vote for us. I'll read out your comments. Thanks for the 9 or 10 of you so far who have done this, but please do get there and get voting. Because Podcast Alley is all working again now. It's been steady for a couple of months now, so keep it up. Any other top five for this week? Starting off with Oh Glory Be. It's a new month and I've managed it on the first. And a vote. Paulie B. Thanks, Paul.
That's for me, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you got in there.
I did.
Yeah. Punky Radio Rocks. It is my favourite podcast. From Lisa Schroeder. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lisa. I'd be interested to know which other ones you listen to, Lisa.
Good point.
Yeah, if this is the favourite, but you listen to others, what are they? How did you find us? More information, please, Lisa Schroeder.
There you go.
No pressure.
Mad March vote. My March vote for the best collection of independent music from around the world, presented by Paul and Tony like no one else could. If Podcast Alley had a rating system to go with the vote, it would have to go up to 11 stars for this. From Canvey Robert 001.
That's Canvey.
Canvey.
I think.
Canvey.
I'm thinking as in Canvey Island.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about a survey. Canvey.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
I probably am. Yeah. You're probably taking things literally and I'm probably just right.
Next one, March vote. Yeah, Goopa Smacktards. Here's a vote for March. Had a bit of inspiration. Hope you enjoyed my feeble attempt at a poem.
No.
And the twattage. I did ask if I could join you at the last Pussycat and the Dirty Johnson's gig. The missus wasn't too keen on that idea. Just need to wait for a better time. As always, really enjoy the shows. Keep up the good work. A poog a poog, Jim C.
Jim Canamella. Yeah, Jim, your Podcast Alley comments are a lot better than your limericks, my friend. But thank you anyway.
Yeah. Fixed Ups. I was a bit behind with Punky due to moving house. My theme tune for the move was Fuck Sticks by Cunt and the Gang, because I just couldn't get it out of my head, and it was very appropriate when a box dropped on my foot. Favourite recent bands on the show, Tom Manson, the Icebreakers. Wish I knew Jenny from Richmond so I could steal the album from her. The Dark Shadows and Codebreaker. That's some insane star.
Oh, insane star. I'm sorry to hear you dropped your box.
Yeah.
I'm sure that I can put you and Jenny from Richmond in touch with each other, should you maybe want to secretly nick something off her. Also, obviously, I am still waiting for you to use knickers.
Yeah. But she's been moving, so, you know.
She's been moving, yeah. Oh, she must have a spare pair she wants to throw out or something. I'm not fussy.
That's it for Podcast Alley.
That's it. Well, beautifully read out, sir. Beautifully read out. I've got a real treat for you now.
Okay.
Real treat. I said the last one was a real treat. This is. This track is astounding. And it's from a new album. And it's brilliant. And I'm going to tell you about it after you've heard it. This is K's for X's.
Watching a band, I was surprised the room was empty as before it had been rammed, and I thought this sound is just like the one before. But you're fashion with credentials, had you running for the door. Now listen and see, the way you're judging people has got nothing to do with music. And now I think I see just how you get your kicks. It's not about the tunes, but backwards politics. When the purpose of your group is to divide the crowd, let me ask you who gave you the right to choose the winners and it's a rock out. When the phony criteria are what you'll be allowed. Can you see the forecast in front? People think differently often instead. A judging people by the class of their outfit. You all get together and a mutual benefit. Twisting the tail and the back your fail. You set your upbringing with a turning pale. There's a very little difference between you and me. And I think that's no hypocrisy.
You are not who you claim to be. Whoa. You say I'm wrong, but it's a great. With this division within that scene,
it's all become a fashion show. When the purpose of your group is to divide the crowd, let me ask you who gave you the right to choose who is and isn't welcome. When the phony criteria are what you'll be allowed. Can you see the forecast is right?
Standout riot, Tony.
Cool.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath, and thanks, he's done such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
No, thanks, yeah. And yeah, that's from their new album. I just think this is absolutely stunning. It's from their new album, The Gentleman Bandits, which may already be out. I'm just seeing if I can't see a date it's out. But do watch out. Oh, it will be released through Code 7 via Plastic Head on the 4th of April. And it's currently available for pre-order from tnsrecords.co.uk. Pre-order it. The album's fantastic, and that song is just different class. I was shocked when I heard it. I was just sat there going, the start to it, I was going, oh, this is brilliant. And then it just kept getting better. I was rarely am I lost for words.
Wow.
I absolutely love that song. I hope you do too. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Standout Riot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/StandoutRiot.
It is, of course. It's Tony3, Paulie B and the Internet, nil. It's not going to get a lot better for me this week, mate. I'll tell you what, we've got, as great as the bands are, they could have been a little bit more fucking creative with their MySpace page to give me a chance. So, did you do anything last week?
Not massively, no. No, I did do something or other. Oh, I forget.
It'll probably come back.
Yeah,
it
will do. What did you do?
I thought you were going to say, oh yeah, I journeyed to the temple of Machu Picchu. I had a right weird run of gigs last week that will fully be explained in my blog, which is Paulie B, P-O-O-R-L-Y-B-E-E www.blogspot.com, which will be out probably about midnight this evening. But I'm just going to tell you about the last one. I did gigs in Southend, Aylesbury, Coventry, and then Chigwell. The Chigwell gig was my own show, and it featured a comic called Danny Ward, who's very good, and my mate Craig Murray, who was, again, excellent. Not bothered about that. Not bothered about how the gig went. There were things happened at the gig. Things occurred. Mm-hmm. But there were a couple of people in the crowd who I was not expecting to see. And while I was sound checking badly, I looked up and I saw these two guys, and they both had sort of matching T-shirts on and shirts open and bald heads. And I looked at them again, and one of them said something, and I looked at them again and realised that the T-shirts they were wearing were Punky Radio T-shirts, my friend.
Oh, really?
It was Paul B, the now retired detective inspector or whatever he was, senior in the police service bloke, and his brother. And they'd come down. They only live a few miles from the gig, and they came down to watch. And you can take the man out of the police force, but you can't take police force out of the man. There was one bloke there who was being a little bit tricky, a little bit heckly, and at half time they did say to me, if you want us to sort him out, it'll be absolutely no problem at all. I had visions of him falling down a flight of stairs. Anyway, we had our photo taken at the end of the night, and hopefully I will be able to get that on the net soon. Anytime someone shows up to a gig wearing a Punky Radio t-shirt, I'm not going to let them go without a photograph. And it was really, really nice to meet you both. And hello, Paul, and hello, Paul's brother, whose name I have forgotten, sorry about that. But he's certainly one for the ladies, his brother, if the way the 61-year-old retired primary school teacher was coming onto him at the end of the night. Right, I've got another song for you.
Okay.
This has come through from Manila PR, as the limousine one did. This is a little bit different, a little bit of a slow pace for you now. I have some information here. I'm quite up on my info this week, certainly in the first half. This is by a band called Damn Vandals. This is released on 25th of April. It's now on Sexy Beast Records. Now, let me see. This has been described as swaggering rock and roll by no less than Time Out. I don't think it is. It's also been described as Pixies meeting the Strokes with a touch of Guns N' Roses swagger thrown on top. By Spoonfed. I think that's closer. Let's see what you think of it. In the meantime, what is Damn Vandals' MySpace page, my friend?
MySpace.com/DamnVandals.
It is indeed. It's Tony 4, Paulie B, the Internet Nil. This is turning into a whitewash. This is Bayonet.
If this is war, go get the bayonet. If this is hunger, feed me now. If this is politics, go make your speech. If it's the stars you're looking for, go ahead and reach. But if this is love, if this is love, if this is love, kill me now so I can love for all time. Sign me up. If this is celebrating, fill my cup. If this is an education, please teach. If it's the stars you're looking for, go ahead and reach. But if this is love, if this is love, if this is love, kill me now so I can love for, kill me now so I can love for all time. All time.
That was Damn Vandals, Tony.
Cool.
Indeed. Very cool, and sort of a bit more oozy than the frenetic pace we've had so far. I still can't get over that Standout Riot track, mate. It's absolutely brilliant. I mean, I think all the songs on this week's show are brilliant, but that one in particular, that is a real beauty. Now then, I'm going to ask you fairly early here, because I know that you've maybe got more than one. Have you got a little gig guide you can do for us now?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's
International Gig Guide?
Part one.
Part one. I had an email this week from Joey.
Who we've already heard from with the word of the week.
It comes off Joe Mutiny. Is he from the Casket Hecklers?
Correct. Great new band.
Who's promoting three gigs? They're not too far away, but they're next month, basically. So I thought I'd promote them now. First one, 1st of April at Club 85 in Hitchin. And then they're playing on the 20th of April at the Horn in St Albans. And then finally the 2nd of May at the Ivory in Hitchin. No idea who they're playing with or how much that will be, but there's the dates.
He's very organised, isn't he? Yeah. We're playing on these dates, but we're not going to tell you where or when, really. No. Or how much it is. The gigs won't be expensive.
Right, okay.
The one at the Ivory will probably be free. The one at the Horn will probably be about five, and the one at Club 85 will be £3, £4, £5 as well, I would think.
Cool. That's it. So, yeah, 1st of April, 20th of April and 2nd of May.
If you are in the Hertfordshire area during that time, make sure that you try and check them out. And if you'd like to know what they sound like, how about having a listen to this? Fires Within.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. I'm just a slave to it, like a tune from a music notes for me. And when I breathe it, breathe. And when I don't unleash it, I'm like a rat in a cage and I can't keep. This fire's burning within me. Do what I got to do. I am the engine and passion's a fuel. And if you stand in my way, then I'm coming through you. And I'll knock you out in shoes. Whoever you look at it, it's my first love and always will be. It's like a blade that's hanging through me, and it cuts the silence deep. I gotta do what I got to do. I am the engine of passion's a fuel. And if you stand in my way, then I'm coming through you, and I'll knock you out of your shoes. If I never had you, it's something I never wanna know. What would I be if I never had you? What would I be if I never had you? Something I never wanna know. What would I be if I never had you? I'm just a slave to it, like a tune from a music moves to me. And when I breathe it, breathe. When I don't unleash it, I'm like a rat in a cage and I can't keep. This fire's burning within me. I gotta do what I got to do. I am the engine that passes fuel. And if you stand in my way, then I'm coming through you. Well, I'll knock you out of your shoes. Whoever you look at it, it's the first love and always will be. I am it and it is me. When I unsheathe it, it's like a blade that hangs through me. And it cuts the silence deep. I gotta do what I got to do. I am the engine and passions of fuel. Stand in my way, then I'm coming through you. And I'll knock you out of your shoes.
be if I never had you? Something I never wanna know. What would I be if I never had you? What would I be if I never had you? Something I never wanna know. What would I be if I never had you?
That was the Casket Hecklers, Tony.
Cool.
They're playing a few gigs. They're a new band.
They are.
Joey used to be in a band called Press to Continue that feature my mate Tim as well, and they were the parts of them were the house band when I did Dolly Remixture. So, and that's our second bit of ska punk on the show this week. Very different from the first. You listen to Rich Morton Sound on these right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. What is the Casket Hecklers
myspace.com/thecaskethecklers?
I'd probably be in the internet now. This is getting frankly embarrassing. You'll be telling me next you've got another gig going.
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's international gig guide part 2? Yes. But it's back to the usual 12 bar, which is on Denmark Street in London.
Fabulous venue.
Yeah. And we'll continue on with the full set of gigs for this week. I think there's one every day, it looks like.
Friday.
So, yeah. Wednesday, 9th of March, Maria Owen, Ryan James and Scott Midlane. So this is the Hear No Evil tour. So, don't know. There you go. How much do you think that one's pumped?
Oh, I don't know. £6?
It is.
Fabulous.
Thursday, 10th of March. Kincaid, Sam Hare, John Byrne and the Victims, and Man vs. Chicken and Chip's Love Child.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's a full on night. And how much do you think that one is?
Well, I think something like that. Probably £6.
It is, you're right. Friday, 11th of March. The Witch Doctors, Burning Condors, The Drowning Sorrows, Rattling Bones.
Rattling Bone.
The Veronas and the Savage Kicks.
Oh, my God, the Veronas as well. Wow.
Yeah, so that's
two familiar bands we've played on Punky.
Yeah. This is a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
Which comes recommended by yours truly, by the way. When's that? Friday?
That's Friday night.
Friday, yeah.
How much is that?
That'll be terrific.
How much
I think that would probably be £3 × £2 equaling £6.
It is £6. That's a pound a band.
It's a pound a band, mate.
Bloody hell.
And you get to see two bands featured on Punky again.
Saturday night, 12th of March, the Penny Black Remedy, Clan Bastardo, Ricky C. Quartet, Mad Mush, The Model Citizens, and More Acts to Be Confirmed. It's another one of those London calling nights.
Which again comes recommended.
Yeah. But how much do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know. £1 plus £1 plus £1 plus £1 plus £1 plus £1. £6.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah, that's right. Sunday night, it's a jam night with special guests. So Rapskillian presents a funky flavoured session featuring musical talent from the neighbourhood and beyond. No idea. Sounds like, I don't know what,
a jam night
kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm wondering whether that might be a bit cheaper. I wonder if that might only be £3.
Ooh, it is.
Oh, come on.
Monday, 14th of March, Shadowlands and Will Not, and more to be confirmed. How much that one is?
I'm going three again.
No, five.
£5? You've thrown me a curveball there, son.
There you go. And finally, next Tuesday, 15th of March, Alex Lipinski, Mike Brightley, and Hamish Meany. No more information on that, but how much do you think that one is?
I'm going back to six for that one.
It is six.
Oh, so I got 5 out of 6.
Yeah.
Sorry, six out of seven.
Oh, no, you got 6 out of 7. You got £3.
Six out of 7. Yeah, oh. That makes it Tony 5. Probably being isn't it 6? No, it doesn't. It doesn't count, of course. Does that conclude
Tony's
international
gig guide part 2?
Excellent. Hey, you know what? You know how in the last song we played was by a new band who were just starting out and we wish them well.
Yeah.
The next track is by a new band just starting out and we wish them well, right? But it's Liam Gallagher's new band, which is basically Oasis without Noel, right? And this song came out late last year as a free download, which is why we can play it. And we wouldn't normally play something like this, but do you know what? It's such a good song, and a lot of you, I'm sure, will already have heard it, but I just love it. What I want to know is, what is BDI's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BDI.
It is indeed. It's Tony Six, probably be in the internet too. This is Bring the Light. Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That is indeed BDI, and I've got a feeling that they're going to prove very, very popular. That is I've heard a few tracks off the new album. It's really, really good. And I do like that song. I mean, it ain't punk. Fair enough. It's probably not something you'd normally hear on Punky, but I just like the idea of having a bunch of blokes from Itchin trying a bit of ska punk and then getting basically Oasis on the show. Even though they're not saying we're not Oasis, with someone else. For all intents and purposes, it's a lot of Oasis with a slight change in sound. They've gone back to rocking a bit more. Oasis, were, I think, have got a bit guilty of doing a few too many slow songs. They really can't be accused of doing that at all. This band rocks. So, are you doing anything this week?
Not this week. No, I did remember what I did last week, which is I went to a wedding.
Oh, did you?
I went to a friend's wedding.
Yeah, I'm sure your friends would be very pleased that you'd already forgotten about that.
To be fair, I was very drunk.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So it was good fun, was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they kind of sprung it on everyone about 2 weeks ago, saying, "We're getting married in 2 weeks. Please come."
Oh, right.
It was quite a low. Not a big affair. It was registry office, and then just everyone went to the pitching piano and just got slaughtered. But it was good. But it was very drunk.
So is this friends from Nottingham then?
Yeah, this is a couple I used to work with.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I keep in touch with my friends, and and then they got married. They'd been together 16 years and decided to finally just get married simply because of the legalities.
That's a long engagement, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Put the time in.
I'll give it till Christmas. Yeah. I've got my shows this week in Hitchin, Letchworth and Biggleswade.
Okay.
My show in Hitchin on Friday features Dave Williams and Dominic Holland. Saturday night, it was supposed to be the same bill, but Dominic can't do it, so we've got a guy called Marcus Birdman into it instead. And then on Sunday in Biggleswade at the Rose, we've got the first heat of the Last Minute Comedy Club New Comedian of the Year competition featuring 10. Yes, 10 rising stars of stand-up comedy. The Hitchin Lecture shows are £10, £8 advance. The Biggleswade show is £8 advance ticket via the pub. Nip in the pub if you're around there. I hope to see you down at one of them. You can find out more information about the Hitchin Lecture shows on lastminutecomedy.com. The Biggleswade gig, you've just got to go in the pub really and go, oh right, there it is. So I do hope to see you at one of those shows. I'm not doing anything after the Hitchin show, but the Letchworth one, I will be going in the Arena Tavern after it. So if you're around, just hopefully I'll see you over the weekend. That's all I want to say for this bit, really. Anything you want to add?
No.
In that case, then, let's get some punk rock on this here punk show for the first time this week. This is TVI. Listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was TVI, and a song called ABBA, or ABBA basically, and that's from their album Nice People, which has got 31 tracks on it, and we've now played 8 of them.
Bloody hell,
that's
really?
How much I like that band. Yeah, we've played 8 tracks, but when there's 31 tracks on an album, you can play 8 and it doesn't affect people wanting to buy the others. And believe it or not, as short as that was, what I've done is I'm playing all the ones over a minute long, because a lot aren't. They don't muck about. Do you remember that album that came out that was called Short Music for Short People by Short Bands or something, and it was just like 100 songs that were 30 seconds long? This band could easily have been on that. Really, really good. And Swedish, because we haven't played anyone foreign this week. Well, we have. We've played Americans and English, but we haven't played anyone whose first language isn't English until now, and that was TVI, and we'll play something else in the future, I think, as well. Absolutely brilliant. What do I know is, Tony, what is TVI's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TVI?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/TVI Punk. Hmm. So finally I get a point. It's Tony 6, poorly being the internet one. We have just noticed gone from BDI to TVI. But these things happen. Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
I do. And a bit of a roll of late. Thank
Crikey.
You for all your nominations. I'm still going to need more. So if you do have a twat to nominate, I'm sure someone's met a twat out there or has something to report, please do email it to me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Thank you for all of them keeping them coming in. And this week is one from Ross, who is Rastus, who says, quick and dirty one for you, while I'm on the train home. I'll give you one of my neighbours, who to this day I only know as Dickhead. Dickhead is a guy who, instead of telling me my dog was barking when I wasn't home, phoned the RSPCA and told them we'd been away for 2 weeks and left the dog tied up in the garden. The guy from the RSPCA was cool though, happy that the dog had a kennel, food and water, full one of the garden and a house through a cat flap, and other neighbours who confirmed we hadn't been away and the dog doesn't bark excessively at unreasonable times. Incidentally, Dickhead has since got himself a Great Dane that barks all day, is kept in a tiny ground floor flat, and has a paved pen in one corner of his garden. On top of this, Dickhead drives a big black BMW wannabe Audi, which he's apparently incapable of parking or driving sensibly or safely, regularly leaving it blocking the road, driveways and garden gates. Dickhead also seems to think borrowing other people's bins during the early hours to fill with rubble is an acceptable alternative to hiring a skip. I could go on. There's been quite a few Dickhead moments in the last 8 years since he's moved in. I think you get the idea. So for being an intolerable goit, trouble-causing bullshitter and general pain in the communal ass, I'd like to nominate Dickhead from Yarrow South Tyneside for your twatting pleasure. Cheers, Ross.
Well, let's hope Dickhead doesn't listen to the show. Otherwise, Ross might be getting some bad shit off his neighbour.
Sure.
Well, that sounds utterly justified.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dickhead from Jarrow South Tyneside
is a twat.
Thank you.
Don't forget, if you have a twat you would like to nominate, do email tony@funkyradio.com. Title your email is a twat. I've just got a couple of bits of housekeeping before the last song. Under duress, I have finally got my own profile on Twitter. A few people have been saying, look, you've got to go on Twitter. The Facebook statuses that you put up would be better off on Twitter. The funny ones anyway, the short ones. So I have finally given in, and it's the same thing as my blog. So it's Paulie B. It's twitter.com/PaulieB, PAULYBEE. Feel free to add me if you like. I'm still getting a grips with it. I can't really understand it, but I am getting there. With your help, you Twitter types, I'm sure I'll sort something out on there. That's that. And the winner of last week's competition for the Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons album was, well, I haven't got a lot of information again, Stephen J in St. Louis. Now, I wonder whether I know Stephen J. Stephen J, could you please email me back with your name and full name and address, and I will get their album Excise Your Demons in the post to you ASAP. Right, last track this week. This has come through only this week. It's a reissue of an album by a band called Annihilation Time, who are now under a different name, different guys. I can't remember the name, like an idiot. We'll probably play something else by them, because I'm really, really liking this. This is, again, it's not really punk. It's kind of, I don't know, they're described as being a cross between old school hardcore punk and Thin Lizzy. But it's quite rocky. It's quite metal-y as well. I think you're going to like this one, Tone, because you like a bit of noodling on guitars, don't you?
A little bit.
There's some serious fret wanking in this. What I want to know is, what is Annihilation Time's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AnnihilationTime?
It is. It's Tony 7, Paulie B and Internet 1, and this is Fast Forward to the Gore. We'll
Down by a canyon.
That was Annihilation Time, Tony.
Cool.
Thanks very much for listening this week. There's some things we'd like you to do, obviously, most important of which is reviewing us at iTunes. How do people do that, Tony?
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes. Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link, and if you hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes where you can review us. You will need to log in first, so you need an iTunes account, which is free. So log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read out your reviews. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you aren't in either of those countries, just email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
Now, it's also about time you read out the US iTunes, isn't it?
I think it is, but I think I've read them not too long ago, but I will check to if there are any new ones on there.
Yeah, right, cool. Also, we would like your votes at Podcast Alley. Back to you, Tony.
Yeah, please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Again, please go to punkyradio.com, and on the top is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment, if so wish, because I'll read them out. Please do vote for us. It's a new shiny month still, so get those votes in.
It's a new shiny month.
It's very shiny.
Also, if you have a bit of time, or you're at a computer at work and you want to listen to something, why not listen to us on one of the online internet radio stations that cover us? They are hussyskunk.com and Roach Radio, which you find via Facebook. Otherwise, why not just try out those shows? And if you are listening to us right now on one of them, hello. That's about it. We haven't even mentioned Pancake Day this week, but do you know why I haven't?
Because you haven't heard any?
No, I don't give a fuck about it.
Fair enough. I like pancakes, though.
You like pancakes, though. I imagine you'll be having some this evening.
Oh, yeah. I've had some.
You've had some already, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
All right. Thanks very much for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo! Apoo!